Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Your Tool headquarters. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got a cool email. Did you get the email from the guy that heard my rant yesterday about not drinking during the week?
Yes, coincidentally. His name is Darren.
It's a funny email, man.
I decided this last weekend it might be a good idea to have a nightcap every night before bed, given I'm having a single pour of bourbon that ranges from 126 to 129 proof. You guys are right. I woke up this morning feeling like ass, and I swear to myself, moving forward, I'm not drinking until the weekend. No more weekdays for this guy. I can feel every seam in my buck-naked underwear and my fire hose work pants from Duluth Trading Company, and they feel like they're hugging my bloated ass. That shouldn't happen. Cheers to water on weekdays.
Now, I'm a hypocrite because that was my rant yesterday, and I did pretty good for 2 weeks, but I had about an hour and a half to kill with my wife, and we had no kids, so we went to the bar. And after our meeting yesterday, I needed a drink anyway. So I posted a photo of the beer I was drinking. But I drank really early. I mean, I was done drinking because I drank before my daughter's game. And the bar was right near the junior high school, which you do, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to be right there.
I think that's why they put them there.
So
they should be near all junior high schools.
Yeah, but they kind of are in this town.
Yeah,
in this town.
It ain't far.
Ain't far from a bar in this town.
It ain't far.
Right. They don't care about that. They drink in the Midwest here.
And I found the right combination.
But I only had a couple beers and a glass of wine. Yeah. And, you know, I was done drinking by, you know,
eight?
Five.
Five?
Five.
Oh, five.
Because we drank before the game, you know. Yeah. But.
So I had to
You got to think ahead and pack a flask.
Yeah. I don't bring alcohol on school grounds.
For me, it was a couple of fingers.
That is illegal.
Of Templeton rye.
I don't want to get busted for that.
Neat. And then one bowl of weed. And that was it.
Oh, one bowl of weed. Okay.
Yeah. Perfect combination.
Yeah, but once again, I mean, you don't feel like crap.
Glass?
Your alarm doesn't. You don't feel bad in the morning, do you? You probably would feel better. You're so used to it now. I can't believe you're not hungover at all in the mornings.
Yeah. No, not if I drink just that little bit.
Yeah, well, most people, I am. I can't drink just a little bit anymore, so. Even whiskey or vodka, something like that. So weekend, Darren. I'm back on the wagon till Friday.
Yeah, you said that yesterday at this time.
I know.
I'm on the wagon.
No, I'm back on the wagon till Friday.
Three.
Well, it depends upon what happens after the show today.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't think one drink was excessive.
No, but no drinks is better. That's what I'm trying to say. And I'm not going to go into the rant again until I get back, until I at least have a couple of days behind me.
And I don't do the edibles on the weekday because they make me sleep a lot.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And my use of painkillers.
By the way, they just legalized weed in Nebraska yesterday, just some people listening.
Yeah.
In case you want to know that. Our governor's all for that.
Todd's use of painkillers, greatly exaggerated on the air.
Yes.
I only use them when I'm actually hurting.
In pain.
Right.
And that might mentally, physically, whatever.
Right. That might be once a week. No, if I was using them when I was hurting mentally,
it'd be every day.
I would eat them all the time.
Eat them.
I only eat them when I'm hurting physically.
Nick Allen later on this morning. Nick has long believed the Chiefs are playing the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He's long believed that, so it's true. They're not in the Super Bowl.
So
he's long believed that.
Do we just appease him?
Just play along.
Play along.
Okay. Yeah. Now, Stinkweed Pete writes in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this is never good for me. A lot of the show history he recalls.
Is something you really shared.
Right, seems to involve some sort of dumbassery on my part.
Right.
This isn't necessarily dumbassery.
Okay.
However, this is along the lines of what we've been talking about already today. Stinkweed Pete says it was on or about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history, 2013, actually last week sometime.
Right.
But he didn't think it worthy of report until he's heard recent statements that are somewhat similar.
It happened a lot in the winter time, you mean?
So he says, on or about this date in Todd and Tyler Radio Empire history, 2013.
All right.
Todd.
That's 4 years ago.
Makes the public statement that he's going to try to quit drinking during the week.
Todd did?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Stinkweed Pete, he lasted approximately 4 days.
That's pretty good.
That's
which
four,
was the
that's
week.
4 years ago.
Which was the week, probably. I mean, that could have easily been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Sure.
That's true. And we don't count Friday as the week.
And apparently not Sunday.
No, we don't count Sunday either.
No. Although technically it is a school night.
Doesn't matter.
You can drink Sunday you can drink during the day.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So there's that.
All right. It's good to know we stuck through that.
I can't believe I made it. I can't believe I went 4 days.
4 days 4 years ago, and then now it's every day all the time.
I might skip one here and there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Might be one of those where, I forgot to drink.
Has there been a day that you forgot to do, that you didn't alter your conscience at all? Because, if I'm not drinking, I'm not high, I'm sober.
No booze, right. No weed, no pills?
Nothing. One day. No, well, I'm not going to go with the I'm not talking about painkillers, but we can do that, yeah. So all three of those. No, that's not throw painkillers in there. Let's just throw the buzz stuff in there, weed and alcohol. Has there been days you've done neither?
Not that I can recall recently.
Okay.
But there may have been.
All right.
But I just can't recall.
It wasn't on purpose if it did happen.
Yeah.
It was just an accident.
Yeah,
it would have been.
You were probably sick, maybe.
Sure.
If you're like physically sick, a cold or the flu, you ain't lighting up a bowl when you have a flu,
no,
right?
No, I don't. Okay. And sometimes I don't even feel like drinking it.
Once again, weed is legal in this state.
Yeah, but
now.
Even in that situation, you just switch up and knock back the NyQuil.
Yeah, but I'm still not counting that as weed or alcohol. I'm still not counting that as weed or alcohol.
But in a pinch.
Yeah, it'll do. Oh, believe me. I love my NyQuil.
Yeah, there may have been nights where I just had a shot of that NyQuil cold medicine.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I did that a couple nights ago.
NyQuil?
Yeah, that's not bad.
I like it.
Seems to work.
It does work.
As far as putting you to sleep.
Yeah.
Man, I got 20 minutes. You can set a timer.
Taking
the NyQuil to being out.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
20 minutes,
and
man.
If I do wake up and have to go to the bathroom on NyQuil, which is sometimes I don't, when I lay back down, I'm out again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just tired. Yeah. I'm sleepy.
You're a zombie walking to the John.
Exactly.
I don't think it's a good idea to make a habit out of that.
No, I don't. I don't. Because I only do it when I have colds anymore.
But I know
a couple
people,
years back, about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I pounded that. I was having some bad times in my life, and that's how I got to sleep.
Because they make a NyQuil Z.
My buddy does Z every night.
Yeah.
Every freaking night. Well, not when he's drinking on the weekends. Friend of mine drinks that Z stuff, the Z-Quil.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for sleeping.
Right. It's not for cold or flu
or
anything. It's just to help you get to sleep.
Yeah,
I think I saw a story the other day said that was a fancy version of Benadryl.
Yeah. I know
fancy
people.
And really expensive version of Benadryl.
Yeah, he's done have kids.
So I'm aware
got
of people
money.
who do that Benadryl almost every night.
Yeah.
Dr. Mina's just got her hands in her face.
Yeah. You didn't like the melatonin?
I'm not blaming my dizziness on melatonin now because I think it might have been because of my cold. There's like a lot of email about if you have a head cold, you can be a little dizzy because your inner ear is all messed up.
Equilibrium
stuff. I'm not blaming I thought it was melatonin works. It settles me down. Simmer down. You know, it's not.
Yeah, because I had these heartburn symptoms, so I went on WebMD to find out.
And melatonin works for heartburn.
What the problem was? Mm-hmm. No, I checked, and I don't have any signs of esophageal cancer because I can hold food down and I'm not spitting up blood or losing weight.
Well, I just asked Craig about the throat cancer, man. His wasn't esophageal, was it? Oh, his was tonsils, right?
Yeah, but
microscopic.
Did you have heartburn symptoms before that? They have since subsided, and I think it was the one that made the most sense out of all the diagnoses I read was a little anxiety.
If you're listening to this show and you're new, we are actually pretty healthy dudes. Might not sound that way.
Mentally, not so much.
Everybody's popping.
No, we just admit
what we drink and
what
we consume.
Right. Most people don't.
Yep, a lot of people
Most
do that.
Most people don't.
Under the cover of darkness,
right.
Don't report
mm-hmm.
what they ate or drank or what kind of pills they took last night.
Damn right. Mama's little helper.
So this should really come as no surprise, and this is not a big news story at all, but I noticed that Fish is going to, the jam band Fish is going to be doing a 13-night run at New York's Madison Square Garden.
Jesus
and
Christ,
so,
that's horrible.
Okay.
That's enough for...
That's 14 nights too many.
Yeah.
That's enough for two songs.
Yeah.
Over 13 nights, they can play two songs.
So they're calling it the Baker's Dozen Residency, 13 nights.
Yep.
And you can either buy your tickets either to individual shows or you can buy the package of 13.
Man, you are high and just, I don't know what you're seeing.
For the price of 12, but still.
I knew some deadheads back in the day, some friends of mine in radio that were complete deadheads, but I know the Fish is the new dead, but it's just ridiculous. Who wants to sit through that crap 13 straight nights?
13 nights.
I wouldn't sit through
in
one
a row.
Night. You know, I even knew some dead songs. I don't know any Fish songs. I'm not into that jam band stuff. Whatever.
That'd be tough.
I'd call it under.
For us, that would be tough.
I wouldn't sit through one night.
Oh.
I would not go to a Fish show. I've been to a dead show because the dead was the dead. And, you know, I'd funded a dead show years ago, but I'm not going to go see Fish. I saw Rat Dog once, too, in Vegas.
I saw Rat Dog.
Yeah, yeah. But I like Phil Lesh. You know, excuse me, I like
Bob Weir.
Bob Weir, right?
We were hanging out in a
hotel. I like Phil Lesh, too.
In this town. At a time when...
Yeah, I remember that. We were hosting a bachelorette auction, and Todd and I were sitting in tuxes at a local hotel bar years ago. And Fish was right next to us.
Yes.
I mean, the arena was right there, the old arena in the city, and there was a bunch of Fish heads, not the band, some buddies of ours, but they call themselves Fishes, probably, don't they? Yeah. They're a bunch of just stoning kids were sitting there. And Todd and I were younger at the time, and even these guys were kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, we're sitting at the bar having a drink.
But we were still long hairs with beards and tuxes.
Right.
So
since we're long hairs, one of these Fish fans
comes
up to us and, do you guys puff nugs?
I said, what are you into?
Pulls out a bud about the size of a Douglas fir and a pipe about as long as his arm.
Right.
And we said, we like the nugs, but we got to go to work.
And we're drinking.
Yeah. Thanks for the offer. Have fun.
Have you ever heard that term,
show.
Puff nugs?
Yeah.
I never heard that at the time.
That was the first time I'd heard that.
Yeah, they still say that?
I don't know.
All right. I said, no, we smoke weed. I yelled it out. We smoked the grass.
Yeah.
We're on the grass. I said, no, we're on the grass right now.
All hopped up on the goofballs.
All hopped up on the grass. That's what we do. You kids are smoking some weed. What's that puffin' nugs crap? We're all hopped up on the grass right now.
Yeah, if you want the Baker's Dozen ticket thing, I'm looking at
it. I don't. I don't.
No, I understand. Nobody in their right mind would.
No.
But,
13 straight nights for any band is not going to happen for me. It's not.
About a grand.
I don't think I would do four straight nights for any band. I might do two straight nights.
I've done two.
For one band.
See, the same night, two nights in a row.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not talking about bars. I'm talking about concerts.
And this was at a little bar gig thing.
Well, that's different. I've seen a ton of bands two nights in a row because that's just bars. I'm talking about I went to a concert hall.
No.
See, that's what I mean. Would you go? I mean, I would probably see Springsteen two nights in a row. I'd probably see there's a bunch of bands I'd see two nights in a row. But by the third night, okay, I did it.
And
13!
It'd have to be one of those bands that, like Springsteen.
That's not the same set.
That they don't play the same set.
Right, right. That's true.
They
like, I'm not going to go see Def Leppard two nights in a row because that's the exact same set. I'm just throwing a band out there that shows. I'm just throwing a band out there that does the same sets.
Yeah,
and there's 100 of them that do the same set.
Oh, absolutely.
I saw Motley Crue twice on the farewell tour. Once in Wichita, once in Omaha. Same sets.
Set.
But they were 6 months apart, and they were great.
You know? But I guarantee you, there's a bunch of guys from Vermont because that's where Fish is from that have scheduled their 2-week vacation, and they're going to go stay in some hostel in New York City.
But I don't even want to hear that. I know Fish will probably play like 1,000 songs in that 13 days.
That's the only saving grace.
But the bottom line is I'm not going to sit through more than two nights. You sit through more than two, Craig? Your favorite, Allman Brothers, two nights in a row, maybe.
Oh, no, I'd go for at least two. Okay. Yeah, for the Allman Brothers, I might go for 3 or 4.
What about?
And it depends on the hallucinogens I could find.
Well, you're definitely going to be messed up. I'm assuming you're not working and you're messed up. That's already.
Well, I would have to assume hallucinogens are in there somewhere.
Oh, so every night's a different night for you.
Yeah.
I get it.
Not every night hallucinogens.
Okay.
And just to correct you, fish.
One of them's a mess up, though. Yeah.
Even over a course of 13 nights.
It's unnecessary.
No, they will not play 1,000 songs. They will play maybe 30.
I think fish.
Because the average
that's
fish
a good point.
Is 25 minutes long.
I think that even fish wakes up, what's his name, Trey Anastasia? Whatever
yes.
His name. Even he wakes up by the fourth day and says, how about tomorrow night? I don't want to hear this crap. Hell, we... Fish fans, I'd say they're angry, but they're not moving right now.
Craig is a little more tolerant of the jam bands.
I am.
I'm not even talking about jam bands. I'm talking about just your favorite band, concert band, because bars, we've seen bands in bars 2-3 nights in a row. That's just a deal. But I'm talking about going to an arena or a stadium and seeing the same band 2 nights in a row is enough for me. I don't think I would see 3.
I got a buddy in Denver who just loves any kind of live music. So, like, when some of the jam band goes to Red... Oh,
well, I don't want to see any jam band, except the Allman Brothers.
String Cheese Incident always has multiple nights.
Once again, unnecessary.
At Red Rocks. Right. And he'll even go check them out. Like, 2 nights in a row.
Two's fine.
Traditionally, Dave Matthews Band will end their summer tours in Washington at the Gorge.
Hee-haw.
Okay.
Yeah. With a 3-night stand on Labor Day weekend.
Still, I'm not sitting
Friday,
through 3
Saturday,
nights.
Sunday.
Not sitting through 3 nights.
But they do that same thing like Springsteen.
They make a concerted
effort over those 3 nights to maybe repeat 1 or 2 songs.
Yeah,
but Springsteen has a huge catalog. Does Dave Matthews have a big enough catalog to do
well,
that?
Well, for his heads they do, but you don't want to hear half of
they
them.
They got like 10 albums out.
All right. So, Craig, that was an unnecessary story, but it sparked some conversation. 13 straight nights. Are you kidding me?
$1,000.
For what?
If you want to go to those 13 nights.
All right. Well,
that's the ticket package.
Better start selling some Afghans you made
they're
in
offering,
your van.
They're offering a payment plan.
Of course they are.
You can put it on a payment plan to get your fish tickets.
Dude.
Yeah, I think the... Guys, we
whatever, man.
When we were hosting the event that was Fish's No Pedophile Tour.
That was. Yeah, their bass player was a pedophile, right? Is she still with him?
They got rid of that guy's gone.
Yeah, I think he went to jail, maybe.
I've got fake news here.
All right.
Yeah, fake news.
Oh, fake news.
Fake news right here. Stupid
scientists. They all went to Ivy League schools, and most of them are doctors, but yet they're idiots, morons. The lot of them.
Stupid
scientists. Scientists, morons, the lot of them, think that they have found the earliest known ancestor of humans.
Oh, they found Eve?
From under the ocean's depths.
They found Adam and Eve buried under the ocean?
No, the Ariel, ancestor apparently. Of humans.
Oh, that's not... No, we just popped up.
That's what I'm saying. This is fake news.
We just popped up.
Well-written fake news.
Jesus said we just popped up.
This is fossilized microscopic sea animal.
Who's believing this crap?
That traces back some, and get this,
what?
540 million years.
That's not possible.
Yeah.
It's only been 6,000 years we've been here.
Yeah, right. This goes back some 540 million years in what morons believe to be the earliest known path to the evolution of humans.
It's all about Jesus to me, man.
That's a misplaced decimal point there. It had to be like 5,400 years.
Something like, you're right. The discovery appears in the publication Nature.
Yeah.
You know, that's been
stupid
long scientist. long known as a moronic publication. Debunked every story.
Right.
An international team of morons from...
By the way, I think we should actually get an international team of morons together and have them on the show. Just have them sitting over there representing every continent.
An international team of imbeciles from Britain, China, and Germany.
Imbeciles.
Made the discovery in China.
Yeah.
The fossil is described as preserved for being more than 500 years old. Scientists say
500.
Oh, I'm sorry, 500 million years
500
old.
500 million, yeah. Let's do it right.
Man. Yeah, 500 million years old. Scientists say with its large mouth, the creature probably ate food by engulfing particles in other species.
Man,
scientists
crazy,
think this
man.
Discovery led the way from fish eventually to humans.
We are a blip on the screen right. of evolution, by
I
the
love
way.
The verb engulf.
I do.
I like that, too.
Especially when Craig says it.
They released a statement. The statement said this.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, man.
How did I not see that coming?
I don't know. I don't know. You know why? Because you're at a second Allman Brothers show. That's why you didn't see it coming.
Yeah, that could be it.
Spending another day catering to their base. It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.